Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by Hedger University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. Whether you're an instructor, therapist, in the business, or have experienced equine-assisted services yourself, we're glad you're here. Join us as we talk about the benefits, the science, to-dos, how-tos, and all of the reasons why what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the Hetra campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist Katie King.
Hey everyone, I have Ed Armstrong, the coordinator of Adaptive Sports and Recreation at QLI here in Omaha. QLI is a rehabilitation center, a very, very innovative and impactful rehabilitation center, but I'll let Ed tell you a little bit more about that. I wanted to have him on today because I think his perspective on therapy and rehabilitation is so refreshing. He specializes in recreation, so that's getting folks who have experienced traumatic injury or accident back to the stuff that makes them happy and that makes them feel whole. It may be kayaking or sailing or riding horses. We all have something that we enjoy to do, that we choose to do for one reason or another. So together, Ed and I discuss the emotional journey sometimes that healing from an injury can be and the importance of getting back to things that make you feel good again. We have partnered with Ed and QLI several times on participants that want to get back to riding again, and they even have an equisizer and they use virtual reality with their EQ in the clinic, which I thought was so cool. So keep listening to hear some of the just awesome and innovative things that Ed has to say. Enjoy.
My name's Ed Armstrong, and I work for QLI in Omaha. And QLI is a rehabilitation center serving adults with brain and spinal cord injuries. We're kind of like the bridge between acute hospital level of care and people's independence and hopefully getting back to as maximal independence as possible, wherever that might be.
So tell us a little bit about what you do there.
So my title is I'm the coordinator of Adaptive Sports and Recreation. And my job is to really get to know what's important in a person's life and ask why that's important, because usually the why is what we're going for. So for instance, if we find out that someone enjoys horseback riding and that's kind of a nice tie into what we're doing today, that becomes my focus. And I also need to understand why that's important to them. I need to understand the context that we're working with.
That's wonderful. So I think that's like the nail on the head, right? Is the why. Why, what do you want to get back to and why? And that helps motivate people so much further than just doing exercises or just doing things just because you feel like they need to.
That's right. And horseback riders are some of the most fun folks to work with, because it's never seems to me to be a passing interest. It also always seems to go much deeper than that, and ties in with their identity and who they are as a person. And they really, really need and want to get back to what they love to do.
That's wonderful. So our paths have crossed because you have come, brought some patients from your center and brought them to Hetra to experience some of what we have here, kind of on site. But something I also think is really interesting is that you guys, so listeners, you've heard me talk about the Equisizer, which is our mechanical horse. He's wooden, rocks, rolls, moves, similar to the way that a real horse does, but gives you the luxury of not having to have a real horse in your center, which can be complicated. So you guys have an Equisizer, right?
Mm-hmm. We do. And that's been a wonderful tool. We actually found out about Equisizers from your guys' Equisizer here, EQ at Hetra. And we saw how you guys used it, and we realized that that's something that we could really benefit from and our clients could benefit from at QLI.
Wonderful. So how do you guys use them, use EQ? We call them EQ. How do you use EQ at QLI? Do you roll them down a hallway similar to what we do, or what types of things do you guys do?
Yeah, so first of all, we kind of decide on, you know, what's our intent? What are we trying to achieve here? And most commonly, we're using our Equisizer horse for our folks who are horseback riders. And we're projecting forward to what's that next step? Where are they going to get back to? And at that point, it becomes a tool in that therapy journey. And usually HETRA is maybe the step after our work on the equisizer at QLI. Mm-hmm. And really what we're looking at is how well can they mount the equisizer and what is their seated balance. And we're trying to close the gaps in their abilities to allow them to progress to the next stage of their therapy, which will be coming through an assessment at HETRA. Mm-hmm. And that's the next stage. And from there, we just kind of carrying on and projecting forward to where that horseback riding is going to be in the future. So at QLI, we'll take a look at different transfers. We have the ability to pull our physical therapy and occupational therapy teams in, and we can use our Gator robotics lab, and we can actually use unweighting technology if we feel that they're not quite there accessing in the same way. And then we can progress forward to box transfers, different methods to mount the horse. Once we're satisfied that they can get onto the horse, we can take a look and see what their seating balance is like. And that's where we can incorporate rolling around the hallways. We have the outside wheel, so we can actually go outside, and we have a trail around our lake at QLI, and we can actually go on outside rides. Most recently, we've actually been incorporating virtual reality and augmented reality into our equisizer use.
Interesting. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we actually use a program called HoloFit, and we use a virtual reality headset called the Oculus Quest 2. We're able to have people wear the headset, or we can also cast to a television. And that allows us to have folks that maybe aren't the best fit for virtual reality for whatever reason that might be. But it gamifies the experience. And then when they perform like a posting motion on the horse, and if they can elicit any kind of rocking motion to the horse, then we can sense that movement and register that onto the virtual reality system and actually travel through virtual reality world and go on journeys. So
that is so cool.
Yeah.
So I have so many questions. So are you guys doing any type of like real-time measurement with your equisizer, like measuring progress or balance or strength or something like that?
The first thing that we do as we are looking to get people to HETRA is we kind of run through a similar assessment to what you guys do. Mm-hmm. And haven't got any of the paperwork, but I've watched the assessments, and I generally know some of the things that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And quite often we will film that mm-hmm. assessment.
Yeah.
And then when we come for our assessment here at HETRA, we'll play that video for the instructor. And that gives them some pretty good information and gives us a head start.
Mm-hmm.
We do make some measurements, but a lot of the measurements are for a motivational standpoint. So for instance, if they are riding in the virtual reality, we can say, hey, you did a 30-minute ride today and you did 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, next time, let's try for 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the time it is a motivational thing. We can include some of this information into our PT and OT reports. But more commonly for my department, it's really what's that progress back towards riding.
Right. So that's an interesting sector of the therapy world. I'm an occupational therapist. And so what we do, you know, gets very clinical and numerical, maybe range of motion, mm-hmm. maybe things like that. And most of your patients, tell me a little bit about, just briefly about QLI. We talked before, you're inpatient, you have long-term. Tell mm-hmm. me about the types of patients you're seeing at QLI.
So I work on our rehabilitation campus. We have 60 beds on our rehabilitation campus, and we're serving adults. We're serving persons of working age, and the diagnoses that we generally see are folks with spinal cord injuries, strokes, head injuries. We also have a chronic pain program and an amputee program. So they're some of the folks that we're seeing.
Very good. So those patients are coming for often in a rehabilitation center like that, they're seeing, you know, hours of therapy every day.
Yeah.
So how often do people come to you to receive the recreation side of things?
I've got some folks who I see 3 or 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
For those folks who have a genuine interest in and have part of their life that revolves around recreational activities, sport and exercise, I could see those quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And they might see me on a Saturday, they might see me several times in the week, and it's incorporated into their therapy day.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to break up kind of the difficult journey of rehabilitation, I think, because it can get so long and hard sometimes, especially when recovering from something like a traumatic injury or a stroke, like you guys do. And so breaking it up with things that they love to do and enjoy and things they want to get back to is twofold beneficial, right? For their mental health and also their physical health.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think that at the point that people come to QLI, it's kind of after the hospital stay, they're starting to look forward and they're starting to think what life is going to look like. And there's so many parts of their lives that they may have thought were gone and done. And really, part of the product that we hopefully deliver in our adaptive sports program and at QLI are those aha moments. It's like, I can still do this. Life can still be good and it can still be fulfilling. So we're really looking for those opportunities for people to turn that corner and reimagine life going forward. That's our primary product, I think, and it's that emotional turning point. The ways that they do that are important, but somehow less important than that emotional journey that they're going through.
This episode of the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast is sponsored in part by
Equiforce. Equiforce is a database that allows you to track every facet of your organization, from horse, donor, and volunteer management to scheduling, grant tracking, incident reports, and tracking participant progress too. This is not a one-size-fits-all setup. Instead, Equiforce personally works with you to learn how your facility functions and takes note of your specific terminology so that they can create a unique system to match the needs of your organization. And of course, Equiforce provides an ongoing training and support so that your database can grow with you. Visit them at www.equiforce.com. That's EQUI-FORCE.com.
This episode is also sponsored in part by
Wooden Horse Corporation and the Equisizer. The Equisizer is a handcrafted, non-motorized, mechanical horse used by equine-assisted service programs worldwide. The Equisizer requires no electricity, tools, or maintenance and can be used indoors or out for evaluations, warm-ups, stretching, mounting-dismounting practice, and volunteer training, gear, and build confidence with students, clients, and volunteers. It can easily carry the weight of 2 adults, offering the unique option to ride tandemly. To learn more about the Equisizer, visit Equisizer.com. That's EQUICIZER.com. Do you find, especially working in recreation therapy with things that people have loved, especially, you know, prior to an accident or injury or what may have been, that it's especially difficult for them to get back to those activities because it's not the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You know, sometimes the approach that we'll take is we'll try to think about what it is that activity did for them in their lives. And for instance, if I think about myself, I do a lot of sport and recreation activities, but the reason that I do it is because I do that with my children. So the point in my life at the moment is as an active involved father. So when we would work with a person like myself, we would set our goals on how can we have this guy be an active dad again, and how can we have him feel that way again.
Mm-hmm.
The sports and the activities might not be the most important thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
It might be find as many different ways for me to be that person as possible. So sometimes if an established activity is disheartening and maybe not the best way to go, can we get to that active dad role through a different avenue? And sometimes that's a good way to look at it. Kind of looping back to horseback riding, that may well apply to a person who's never ridden a horse before, but is an adventurous spirit, mm-hmm. likes to go on journeys, likes to travel and go places. And maybe they did that through hiking. Maybe they climbed mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they scratch that itch of being adventurous.
Right.
Maybe horseback riding can get them there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe learning a new skill and giving them that sense of achievement and accomplishment of mastering something else, maybe that gets them there better than the old way now.
Yeah, that gives me goosebumps to think about. Like, it's just opening other avenues and exploring other opportunity, even if mm-hmm. your previous opportunity is difficult.
Right.
Yeah, it's important to find something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do like site visits to like their homes if they live close, or how do you discover, I guess, what's most important to them? I mean, other than just talking with them.
Mm-hmm. So the Adaptive Sports Program is part of our Life Path Services program, and we're not actually a recreational program. We are a program that takes a look at a person's life as a whole, and asking them what is it that's giving them purpose, where is their accomplishment in life, who are the valued people that who are valuable to them in mm-hmm. their lives, and then looping back to what it is that they did during their day
mm-hmm.
and how those two are interconnected.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't, our department, it doesn't limit us to recreation. That also takes a look at their roles. That encompasses work, that encompasses family life, and the actual activities become a means to an end to get them to those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So our Life Path Services program is large and broad, and it's really whatever it is that they did, that's what's important to us now.
So on your team that you work with every day, what types of people do you work with during the day? I'm assuming OT, PT, mm-hmm. maybe social work. What other types of people do you work with every day?
Yep. So we have a broad team at QLI. We have occupational therapists, we have physical therapists, psychologists, and we have the Life Path Services team, life skills. We have our speech and language pathologist. We also have a vocational specialist, and obviously nutrition, and our nursing team. So I don't want to miss anyone out.
Yeah, everyone's there for sure. Yeah. All hands on deck.
It's really fun at QLI because we all get to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So kind of a breakdown of the barriers between the different professions so that we can all do each other's job in effect and kind of help pitch in and get everyone working towards their common goals.
Yeah, it seems like the patient and their experience and how they experience life and are going to experience life in the future is what is foremost important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what other types of fun? I'm sure you've had some funny recreations that people are interested in or different things that you've had to learn about because
right.
it was important to your patients.
Yeah.
What are some of the best
things
you've had to learn?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year I've been learning how to sail because QLI was given a sailboat. No one in our company knew how to sail. So I've been taking lessons throughout this year, and we've just started taking our first folks out on the boat. And, so that's going to be great. We've had sailors come to QLI before,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't necessarily been able to meet their needs as well as I would have liked. And now the next time we get a sailor, we're going to be able to know what we're doing and really help them get back to that interest. And it's also going to allow us to expose some people to a new, really, really accessible activity.
It's interesting that you brought up sailing. I was just having a conversation with someone about the parallels between sailing and horseback riding, which is interesting and strange to think about. But it's something about being able to control something that's external to you, that's so large. And, you know, it's something about that. Being able to do that independently is huge, I think, for people.
Yeah, definitely. We've taken people gliding before, archery. We have a crossbow. We have an archery range at QLI. Scuba diving's fun. We've taken people scuba diving before, and that's a really liberating experience once you're in the water and go and explore and go under the water.
That seems like it would require quite a few pre-checks before going.
Yeah.
And difficult to replicate in the clinic for sure. Yeah.
Similar to our rock climbing program, actually. We have to make sure we do lots of pre-checks with that as well. But we do take people rock climbing at Approach Climbing Gym in Omaha. And
do you ever have families that are like, you're going to do what with my loved one, you know?
Yeah, we try to bring the families with us when we're doing the activities. A lot of the time, if we are going to go out, for instance, if we're going to go kayaking, most likely we're taking a person who is a kayaker, and we're taking the people that they kayaked with in the past with them. And because our goal is for them to do that again as a family unit. We want them to be fully integrated into their lives and into their communities. So we want them to do it in the same way that they did it before. Maybe some changes, but key, they're doing it with their friends and their family. So we train the family, and I think that helps for them to understand the process.
Yeah, and that's important because that's who's going to be there when they go home,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you take probably a small team of people with you when you go off-site to go do those things.
Yeah, we have a really amazing volunteer program at QLI, and we're very lucky to have some great young people who come and help us with those activities.
Wonderful. I love that. And Hetra's the same way. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers.
Right.
So, well, great. Okay, we're getting a little close on time. Is there anything you want to share with the audience about what you do at QLI and how you impact your patients and their families?
Yeah, you know, it's just a very, very fulfilling job to see the difference that QLI makes and giving people that hope for the future and seeing life after this accident or injury. So, yeah, it's a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think us here at Hetra can resonate with you on that. Just opening doors to new things and trying new things, or getting back to things that you used to love, like, for instance, your folks who used to horseback ride and getting back to it. And that's how our paths crossed here. And so trying new things that are different is really good for the soul and helps you get back to knowing you can do other things too.
Right.
And that's possible.
Definitely.
All right, Ed. Well, we always close with the same question every week. So you can either tell me about an impactful moment you had with a horse, or a horse, if you have a heart horse, or you can tell me about your kindred spirit, if you have one.
You know, I think that the most experience that I have with horses is actually here at Hetra, with the clients that we bring out here. I think the special moments are when our folks walk into the barn and you can tell that they're just taking it all in. You know, it's just, this is their home. And I think that it's familiar to them, the way that it looks, the way that it smells. And then when you see them interact with the horses, you can tell that they feel like they're back home. And it's those moments that I think are the kind of like the special horse moments that I have.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. People who have been away from it for a long time, sometimes we'll get participants that come back that they rode, you know, forever when they were a kid or something, you know, and then they come back here to Hetra, and their first times interacting with the horse, it's like a bond you can't really explain.
Right.
You're right. It's like being home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
You're welcome.
I will link some information about QLI if you're interested in the show notes below. And don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Hetra University, an educational arm of the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. Hetra University's mission is to provide high-quality educational offerings to our participants and the equine-assisted services community. Craving more content like this? We invite you to check out our series of webinars and much, much more over at hetrauniversity.org. If you'd like to help us work toward our mission, you can make a donation by clicking on the link in the show notes below or visit us at hetra.org. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, my biggest thanks to you all for helping Hetra change lives one stride at a time.